Well, one of the saddest problems was acres, I think you might say, of furniture just went on and on and on, piled up to the ceiling, you know. And chairs, tables, household things, everything you could think of, known to have come from Jewish sources. But what do you do? And if somebody lost six Louis XV chairs, which ones were they? And did we have them? There's no way. You can't identify such things.
They weren't so well identified as paintings.
That's right.
Sculptures.
You could identify paintings and sculpture. So, and the outstanding probability was that most of his furniture was, I mean, it came from Jewish sources. They were probably all dead. So at the very end, a decision was made by a higher authority that I always felt was very wise indeed, because there was absolutely no way of identifying. It was all shipped to Israel. I think that was an excellent solution. Lots of it, not only Munich, but from Nuremberg, all sorts of places, huge shipments of furniture, household goods, but not works of art.